The Transbay Transit Center costs more than $2 billion to build and will eventually connect the city's buses, BART subway system, and other regional trains. It will also include a terminal for a planned high-speed rail to Los Angeles, but that's at least 10 years away. In fact, this weekend's opening is largely symbolic. Buses are operating out of the terminal, but trains and subway are still years away. And there's a flashy gondola. It's not yet operational, though. Still, there's lots of excitement. Tilly Chang is executive director of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority. She joins us by Skype. Tilly, this is a huge building, only five stories tall, but it stretches five city blocks along Mission Street, and it features this rooftop garden. Describe the building for us.
So we've got the ground floor, the basement, that is the rail hub, you know, where the trains are coming in the basement. And then we've got the mezzanine, and we've got the ground floor retail. We've got layers for AC transit, our regional bus systems. And then on the top, this magnificent rooftop park. So it's been thoughtfully designed. It's iconic in its design, and it's graceful. I think it really kind of knits that urban fabric, which is otherwise quite a, you know, a concrete sort of jungle with, you know, office buildings and the like. And it creates this beautiful, light, airy, you know, the exterior is this really decorative mesh, unique pattern, and it provides a really nice, I think, enhancement to the neighborhood.
Talk about, I mean, people hear $2 billion. It reminds me of when we had the Ted Williams Tunnel and this huge infrastructure built here in the Boston area. These things cost money. Why? Why $2
billion? Why is it $2 billion? Infrastructure is not inexpensive. It does take investment. And that is exactly how we view this. It's a tremendous investment for the city, for the region, and for the state, because it will be connecting over a dozen regional and statewide transit systems and creating a beautiful new space that anchors really a whole district land use plan.
It sounds like you want to make people think of public transportation as communal.
Exactly. That I couldn't put it better myself. I think this is a transportation facility, but it is so much more. It is a neighborhood gathering place. It will have community spaces. It's a regional destination. It's going to have really unique offerings as far as retail. We're going to have, you know, fitness classes up there that are free and open to the public, so that we can all benefit both at the local and at the regional level.
And you are thinking long term, because I understand there's a whole portion of it that's going to be empty for like 10 years?
Yes, we hope it won't be 10 years, yeah. But it could be up to 10 years. We understand that that's a long time, and folks have been waiting, you know, eagerly for the rail connection. I can say that we have just, through our board action at the Transportation Authority, allocated $10 million to advance the design. We're positioned for the federal funding. We're just finishing up the environmental. So there's a ways to go with the design and the funding plan to get to construction, but we're all committed to doing so, and we'll continue to move that along as we refine the cost estimates through design.
Well, and again, some of the criticism was of the ballooning spending, but it sounds as if you hope the payoff is what?
So the payoff is more than just, it's certainly mobility and easy, convenient connections for travelers to connect to Los Angeles. This has an economic benefit that is incredibly important, because the 101 highway corridor between San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose is very, very congested. It's like the top three, within the top three of most congested links in our region. So certainly as a congestion management investment, but also to focus development and to realize that transit-oriented development. That's the housing, the affordable housing, the commercial development as well. The land use benefits are tremendous. There's 25,000 jobs that are being created through the building program at the terminal itself and the eventual downtown extension of rail. But you can already see from all the development that's already happened, it's been transformational.
Have you heard from other cities? I mean, New York, I'm a New Yorker. New York, which took down one of the most beautiful train stations in the world, Penn Station, and put an ugly, you know, mall on top of it. And the trains are all subterranean, and it's just really horrendous. And they are now going, you know, trying to go back to where they were 50, 60 years ago. Have you been hearing from other cities, you know, this is the direction we need to go in? Don't keep our transportation in kind of a dank area where it's not fun to go to.
Right. Oh yeah, we get study tours all the time from around the country, even around the world. They come not only for the transit center design itself, but really how it's a model of finance, and innovative sort of integrated planning. So it's the land use piece, it's the transportation piece, but it's also the public finance. It's very hard to finance these major infrastructure investments.
Well, Tilly Chang, you have an open house, a block party this weekend. Yeah, what will people do? Just like come in and get on a bus, or what will they do?
Yeah, we hope they'll come in and they'll tour around this beautiful facility. The architecture is stunning. The terrazzo plan on the floor on the first level is beautiful. There's some retail pop-up stores. You can take elevators and escalators up to the rooftop park, and we're hope that eventually in about a month the gondola will be open, and that will provide a fast way up from the street to the rooftop.
Tilly Chang, Executive Director of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority. It looks beautiful. Best with it this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Poor Penn Station.
I'm
Just
sorry.
Everybody loves to hate on Penn Station.
Well,
no, it's true.
We'll get
Deserved. It's here and now.